From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Children freed from Al-Shabaab. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali special forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali information minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the kids from a school in the Middle Shabelle region. There's been no comment from the U.S. military, but the use of helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. The U.S. Congress will try on Friday to send President Trump down legislation to keep the government operating and avoid federal agency shutdowns that would otherwise begin on Saturday. Steve Miller reports.
Nearly 4 months into the 2018 fiscal year, Republicans and Democrats still haven't agreed on a long-term government funding bill. Instead, Congress has been struggling to pass its fourth short-term appropriations measure. Amid the gridlock, more senators are raising the possibility of merely approving enough new federal funds for a few days. The idea is to put pressure on negotiators to then cut deals on immigration, defense spending, and non-defense funding by next week. The immigration fight is over Democrats' demand that 700,000 young undocumented immigrants be protected from deportation. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. authorities in the state of New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. It's unclear what Bennett was doing in New Mexico. This is VOA News. Africa.